drink some coffee, brush my teeth, and then I don't drive. I really hate driving to work in the morning, cause traffic makes it take too long.
It takes too long, it takes too freaking long. I hate the radio, I hate the morning shows, except for 101X, the show is alright, I guess. Just give you the chorus to the song, now it's time for you to sing along. George isn't Dick. I'm ambivalent about British chicks.
I'm a fan of Star Salt.
You are gay.
Good morning, boys and girls. Saturday morning, X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Dad, what up, man?
What's up, Jim?
Finally tired. Took me till Friday to catch up with me. Now I'm
finally
sleeping.
Tired. What, have you been rested all week?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like all month. I think I told Nick this. I don't know if I told you, but yeah, you know, like this would have been a fake Monday week where we come in on Tuesday and I'm just like, oh, fake Monday. But if you exist in this sad, sober January world that I'm in, there's no such thing as Monday. Like Mondays only exist because of alcohol abuse. And so...
Not that, but it's you got to go back to work.
No, there's no Monday, and there's also...
It's Friday.
Yeah, there's no Friday.
You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
No Fridays, no Saturdays, no Sunday. All the days, they just run together, okay?
This is
what sobriety does to you, okay?
That's dumb.
This is what happens, man.
Again, another example of your stupid extreme lifestyle that makes you miserable.
Man, you should see the bill at Jack in the Box yesterday if you want to see extreme lifestyle.
You have got some serious problems, dude.
Yeah, bud. Is it like a CVS receipt?
This might be one of those, like, I got to wait a year to tell you guys until the shame dissipates situations.
But calendar app.
Worse than five tacos the day before?
Yeah. Program that for upcoming Tales of Gluttony.
Oh, you're reeling your ass in.
Well, I was. Like, I was on that's preview for the Tales of Gluttony, but yeah. When I reel it in, I reel it in super tight, and then I'm like, okay, now...
Super splurge.
Now you can go for 4 days. 4 days, and then now you're back to tight.
You're so dumb. Do you not see the problem with that?
There is no problem with that. That's the optimal way to behave, my friend.
No, it's not.
You don't know?
It is not, Jason.
You are no more a nutritional expert than me. I'd argue less.
Less of a nutritional expert than you.
That's
okay.
Right, buddy. And all so, right. Yeah, don't start telling me about
you're,
the problems.
You're basically yo-yo dieting weekly, which is...
Yes.
Yo-yo dieting is known to be not good for you.
Says you, okay?
No, it's not says
not,
me.
Not known by
How
me.
How do I even know what that word means, yo-yo dieting?
Because you've seen me have success with it for years upon years upon years.
Oh, shut up, Jason. You are being so ridiculous.
Very ugly thing to
you
say.
You are being so dumb.
Ugly thing to say. Anyway.
Nick can't even join in this conversation because it's so stupid.
Oh, I'm down 9 pounds on the sorta diet for this week.
Nice,
so
nice work, buddy.
Just,
well done.
Feels good. Going to reward myself with some double days pepperoni rolls tonight.
Oh, God. Here
Hell
we go.
Yeah.
Going to jump
yeah.
gigs.
Hell yeah.
See?
Fall right off that wagon.
Nice carafe of ranch.
Get it on, man.
That's just to wash it down with, right? Yeah. Like chug it on the
I
side.
I realized yesterday that like the only thing I will not put ranch on is salad. That's just gross to me.
What do you put on your salad,
Caesar?
Ah. I work with the twoest weird people in the world.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
Weirdo.
Like I've been doing salads for lunch, and so I have at home a salad, but I have no salad dressing for it. And so I was like, I got to stop off HEB and get some salad dressings. What did I get? I was like, well, I want to get Caesar, but I was like, maybe I can get something healthy like a vinaigrette or Italian. And I was like, well, definitely not ranch. Just like the thought of putting ranch on, so I was like, ugh.
You are so bizarre.
You know, I'm on her side now. That is weird. That's real weird.
Because that's your go-to salad dressing, right?
Of course.
Is it the only salad dressing you do?
Oh, what brand?
I like ranch. I also like spicy ranch, jalapeno ranch.
Not had that.
Have you done a sriracha ranch?
So, I have not had that, but that sounds pretty good. I don't know. HEB's got one of their fancy, like, home cooking ranch, like some local vendor.
Yeah.
I think it's a Serrano ranch is what they make. But yeah, that's real good.
She makes it in her kitchen. It's got one of those aisle signs up there in the top.
I wouldn't try nothing else. I've been told before that Big Mac sauce is some sort of Thousand Island type thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably pretty good, but I'd still prefer ranch.
Weird, you guys.
Yeah.
I was just worried you were going to say you're a Hidden Valley guy, which I was going to have to.
I don't really have a, like, that is a variety of brand and anything that I'm dedicated
Ken's,
to there.
Ken's, what Double Dave's uses. Oh. This is not an ad.
What's up, Ken? The but same Ken be. From the tacos?
Ken's
no,
ranch?
No,
Ken,
no,
yeah, I was going to say,
no.
Ken does a ranch now?
I'm playing golf with a Ken today. Is he involved?
Maybe.
You know, I bet you had ingredients at your home that you could have made a dressing, salad dressing.
Oh, most certainly, yeah. The room lord's got all his keto stuff.
That's my favorite thing to do is you get some balsamic vinegar and some olive oil, and you do a teaspoonful of Dijon mustard. You shake it up. Boom.
I used to do that, but then one day, like, it was in my fridge for so long that it congealed into this, like, weird goo. And now I'm off vinaigrettes, homemade.
Dear Lord, SMDH. Yeah, well, that's what they do. You got the oil in there, and you put the oil in the fridge. It just, that's what oil does. It's...
So I don't use it in my car either.
You guys need to go to that Donald Trump school of deprogramming, all right?
Wait a minute, do they have that?
Yeah, they're sending all the right wingers there right now to deprogram them now that they've realized that Q doesn't exist.
That is still my favorite thing.
It's great, isn't it?
I could read this all day.
A Donald Trump school of deprogramming?
Well, it's for the Donald Trumpers, you know? Yeah.
It's not like Trump University or Trump Stakes or Trump.
It's
that's
about
a good
idea,
though. He should do that. He should have his own deprogramming school.
Okay.
Yeah, but I need to send you guys there so you get deprogrammed about the terrible food habits you have.
Terrible food habits. This one over here.
Yeah, this one over here.
Yeah. Speaking of Donald Trump, no longer the president of the United States. Let's talk about his button for a second. Was it Stormy Daniels say he had a mushroom button? Wasn't that the
button
thing?
Mushroomed.
Yeah, not that button. You already done gone and messed up, Joe Biden. Apparently, Joe Biden has had the red Diet Coke button removed from the Oval Office desk. Now,
that's just sacrilege that he even put that in there.
I think, we definitely talked about this, but when I read this morning, I was like, hang on, that was a real thing? I thought that was like, it was in a political cartoon or something.
No.
Yeah, Donald Trump had a red button on his desk that he just push it, and then a butler walks in with a freaking silver platter and a Diet Coke on it.
Probably a gold platter. It's Donald Trump, Jason.
And this story
it was reported silver.
Fake news. Gotcha again. Obviously,
he likes gold plated everything.
His Diet Coke from a gold platter. Now, you say what a jerk of Donald Trump to have that put in. Apparently, Barack Obama used the same red button. When he would push the button, someone would deliver tea. So this is a presidential thing that you got to have this button ready.
Abraham Lincoln used it whenever he wanted to bust out the Lincoln Log.
Isn't there?
Like bring a young intern in here.
That's Bill Clinton style.
We're about the house divided.
Isn't there a button that you push to blow up the world
that? Don't get those two red buttons mixed up.
Well, that's in a briefcase, though. Like, that's what that guy's always carrying
around.
That's
the football.
That's the football, yeah.
Oh.
He's got
a button in a briefcase?
I don't know if it's a button. It's probably like a
that's
thing.
Where the,
it's
I just
a key
feel
that
like
you turn and you have to have two people to do it.
Particularly now that we are in the business of only electing very old, borderline, likely senile people to office. It's easy to confuse your buttons. Can we change to a Diet Coke bell? Some sort of a tea tambourine?
I say this, Joe Biden. You just get a little mini fridge and you stick that behind the desk and then you just get it yourself.
Well, I like how Jason's worried that Joe Biden's going to slip in the shower and fire a nuke instead of hitting his life alert.
Yeah. All right. We got to take all the buttons out of this guy. From now on, he's got to get up and change the channel manually. Got to turn the thing. No pushing buttons.
I nuked Korea.
I don't want an accident there. What up with Joe Biden? Says I don't want any button at all. The Washington Post says that Joe Biden is a Coke Zero guy.
Oh.
All right. Fine. Good. If you had a button, Deb, what would you put on it? Like, if you can program, Trump was a Diet Coke button.
Waterloo sparkling water.
Obama was a tea button. You would waste it on a Waterloo sparkling water?
Yeah. And then when it gets 5 o'clock, you just add a little debedding.
I'm
going to
go Jack in the Box Oreo shake every time I push that button.
Yeah, that's cool. He's going back up there, Nick. Yeah. Don't worry about it. He's going right back up there.
I'm going up there with him. I love the Oreo
shake. Have you had the Oreo shake?
Of course I have.
Man, I hadn't had it in several years, and I had it yesterday, and it was like, golly.
Yeah, this like is
that,
home.
What is that?
Is
the cold
so
milk
good.
Drink? What did this I call is, it the other day?
What is that? Ice cream and a smoothie? Put them together. Quack, quack. Wait, wrong bird.
It's not good fair job. Because I haven't had one since I was a child.
Jason, next time you go Jack in the Box, I want you to shoot a video of yourself ordering an ice cream smoothie. Say,
hey, can I have the Oreo smoothie ice cream thing? Do you mean their shake, sir? What is that? what are you referring
guys,
to?
Guys, I'm from a foreign country, all right? Couldn't think of the word.
A few other inauguration notes for you here. Let's see. The Bernie Sanders meme is a baseball card now. Don't care. Garth Brooks. Does Garth Brooks have new hair plugs? Have you seen this, Deb? Here's Garth Brooks. That's old Garth Brooks on the left. Garth Brooks at the inauguration on the other side there. Certainly has colored his hair, but is that a...
That's definitely hair color, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But might have even,
I thought he had put on pounds since the last time I saw him, but I think according to this picture, it looks like he's dropped some. A sweet fade.
Did he get some hair plugs, though?
No, so I think he dyed his beard hair, Jay.
He dyed his beard hair?
Yeah. Look at that. Look at the one here. You can see it. It's all white.
Well, his stash was trash.
Me and Jason did comment on his facial hair. All kind of
white over here,
lack
too,
thereof.
Well, here's the thing.
He gave himself one of those, like, tight stubble beard type things. Like, if you're going to shave, just cut it all the way down to the thing.
Yeah. You
know, the thing is, the top part of his hair looks different. Like, it looks like it's a different kind of hair than what's on the back. Like, what would be his natural still remaining hair?
Okay.
Well, maybe he had it straightened.
That's why he has plugs?
See,
it seems everybody who gets that, including yourself, Nick, they don't put enough hair on there. Like, I remember when they did yours, I was like, well, they didn't do enough. And they say, well, this makes it look more natural. And I'm like, make it look unnatural.
Yeah, I don't.
Give him so much hair. You're like, why is that guy got so much hair?
I remember they were saying, you know, there's where your hairline is like when you're a 16-year-old. Here's where it is when you're like, in your middle 20s. We're going to give you the middle 20s. I was like, no, give me the, give me the high school treatment.
I think Elton John would tell you that doesn't look very natural. Like his first hair plugs looked terrible.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Elton John.
Oh.
Famously had bad
hair. He got
hair
plugs?
Twice.
Oh.
Do you remember he always used to be wearing those weird hats?
I didn't know who Elton John was until he sang with Eminem at the Grammys that one time.
You were so...
He's Stan. Yeah.
Actually, I had that Princess Diana song on tape. It's a pretty good one.
On tape?
Yeah, you didn't...
Just sit there and like just replay the one song over and over.
It's a single, so yeah, you play it and then you flip it over and on the other side, same song, play it over.
Did you cry a little bit?
Side B had the extended version, so yeah. You just flip that thing like four times.
It wasn't Hakuna Matata. It's quite a tone shift.
And don't tell Donald Trump this. He'll surely be upset. There was a much greater television audience watching Joe Biden get inaugurated.
No. He had the biggest audience ever than anyone could ever have.
According to Nielsen, 39.87 million people tuned in on Wednesday across all the major networks, cable channels to watch the Joe Biden inauguration.
That's just TV, though.
That's 10 million more.
Think about
than
all
Trump.
The streams.
And yeah, that does not count the people who watched it on their computer, tablet, phone, anything like that.
Or your mom who was watching it on all of them.
Right.
Get the numbers up.
But obviously,
fake news.
Biden voters, they stream way less than Trump viewers, Trump voters. They're the cord cutters out there, the Trump people, right?
It
would be the opposite of that, right?
Well, they shoot at 5G, I know that.
Excuse me?
They shoot at 5G towers. That's how they cut the cord.
Oh, right. So yeah, 10 million more. Trump will just tell you that's because he had 10 million people in attendance at his inauguration, so they couldn't be at home watching their televisions and the like.
That makes sense. Adds up.
And yeah, I don't know if I count in that 39.87 million because I was watching Big Mouth.
You know I want everybody to watch while I tongue your throat with my mouth. First of all, I want that on a t-shirt yesterday.
Guys, can we talk about Big Mouth? Is season 4 better than all the rest, or am I just... You remember I was in a bad mood, and maybe it was affecting my Cobra Kai consumption? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm in a good mood right now, but I'm just watching, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. I think it's some of the greatest television ever made, season 4.
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Anybody?
I also just remember very bothered by all of the child animated nudity in the first couple of seasons, maybe you've acclimated now.
Now he's all down with it.
Now
that their children having sex the same age he was when he first had
sex. That's a good point.
Sex.
Now they're in eighth grade, so it's okay
that's
for me to look at
their
child dongers and vaginas.
Oh, man, I hope there's an episode where Jay's grandma, his abuela, comes in and ruins it. He's in the bed with a pillow.
I think I only have 3 left in season 4, and I'm very worried. Look.
How are you going to live without it?
No. Jay and Lola are the most special relationship that I've seen on my television screen, maybe ever. Okay? I believe that they truly love each other. Okay?
And there's
Deb, you don't know who Jay and Lola are. Okay?
They're those ones.
They're those ones, but it's sort of an odd couple. You would have never put.
It's Raffy and Nick Kroll.
Tune in to season two, even 3.5 of Big Mouth, and you say Jay and Lola wind up together. It can't be. But now that it's happening, I'm like, oh, golly, they're so in love. And I'm worried. I'm worried that something bad's going to happen.
This is because
they're going to write it out.
You had sex for the first time when you were 14, and this is what I think you're just reminiscing because you're saying it was the greatest year of your life.
What does Jay call himself? The ultimate F machine?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I did have that in eighth grade. I was sort of the ultimate.
Who's got a better relationship?
That's the thing. Maybe because I would have never stooped to a Lola level. Maybe I should have stooped.
She's below Jay.
Jay's kind of a mess himself. But yeah, Lola's real gross. Like, real gross.
She doesn't sound attractive, but I mean, it's a cartoon character. What do I know? Yeah.
She does some bad stuff, though, man. She get down. I got to find my Lola.
Oh, God.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Go. Push the guy.
What's wrong with you?
I pushed it.
Yeah,
right. Wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me. Everything's wrong with this thing. At Dope Mantra tweets at Jason and Deb says, did you know dogs are one of the few animals that have a bone in their penis?
Raccoons as well, I think.
Do they? That dog's willy is too big. Right, guys?
Which one?
Henry.
Oh. Is that the one who I noticed in the photos there? Or was that the...
That's the text I sent you yesterday.
I deleted that from my brain.
Yeah. As I told you... You could lose your job for those kind of things. You could, man.
That was science.
Even with our half-assed HR department that we currently have going right now.
We don't have HR.
You may not get fired, but you'll definitely get fried.
What's a guy's name?
You can't spell.
Jared. Jared Porter, is that the guy who just got fired from the Mets? It's fine. We don't need to know his name ever. Could he tell them? Oh, no. It's science. Okay.
This was
That's science.
A man sending pictures of his own penis to a woman. That's very different of a coworker
sending a
picture of the thing they talked about on the show so you guys can understand where the real perspective of that thing.
I want to say that he had like a whole bunch of missed texts like that weren't responded to before that, so he should have known better. But we also ignore several of Deb's texts in that group chat as well. Mm. So it's kind of the same situation. Mm. Yeah.
So I ignored the last text Jason sent me.
The system is down, tweets at Jason and Deb says, Jason, did you also go to Jack in the Box to purchase the new chicken sandwich, but also the old one because you need to compare, but also a meal because you need to have curly fries, but also a milkshake because you can't just not have dessert? Yeah, me neither. Man, you just like scooped my whole Tales of Gluttony segment. That's basically exactly it.
Really?
My dude. Yeah, I mean, try and get out of there without curly fries. Yeah.
I haven't had Jack in the Box curly fries.
I will say two chicken sandwiches was a little much. It was a little... But
Breakfast Jack used to be my jam.
The Breakfast Jack.
Breakfast Jack, no meat, and curly fries. That was what I got from Jack in the Box. But the last time I got it, I threw up.
Oh no!
So I've been put off for it, and it probably wasn't them at all. Mm. I had been heavily drinking that evening. It was late
probably
night.
Probably wasn't them.
But that's just the memory of throwing up those curly fries.
Them curly fries, good.
They're coming up, then.
They are so good. I would eat your vomited curly fries.
Nasty, yuck.
All right, the next Jason Deb review things. Deb's vomit curly fries.
No, I will not participate.
Sports brought to you by Pants. I got no time here, so let me just give you a story I don't care about. Austin FC selected Virginia Tech. Just kidding, Austin FC. Can we still be the flagship station of the thing? I'm a season ticket holder.
Wait, have you said something bad about them? You just said Austin FC and then you didn't say anything else.
I said, let me give you a story I don't care about.
Oh, sorry. I'm so used to that nonsense.
Austin FC selected Virginia Tech midfielder Daniel Pereira, nephew of Mike, with the number one overall pick in the MLS Super Draft.
Not really, right?
What's that?
It's not really Mike Pereira's nephew, right?
I didn't do all the research and scouting.
Tell by the look on his face. He's trying to be funny. I have no idea what he's talking about, but I just ignored it.
Well, I'm just glad he got his name right.
And you see the two of them. Nick, when I was preparing for the other show yesterday, I was like, how do you say this name? Pereira? And what did I say? It's because you challenged it. He's like, that one's got two rolling R's in it. So I was like, Pereira.
Oh,
Pereira.
Pereira. No, Pereira.
Pereira.
No, no, no. Why are you going up? Pereira.
It's Mike Pereira.
Pereira.
No. It's Daniel Pereira, who signed a Generation Adidas contract with MLS, meaning his salary will not count against Austin's salary cap.
Nice.
What?
Hmm? Well, every team has a salary cap.
Exactly. Austin FC, what's up? I got four season tickets. You guys don't even talk to me. When are these games going to happen? What's the deal?
He's wearing a soccer jersey right now. He's got on his kit.
Is that what
this
is?
It's not yours, but
I don't know.
My friend used to be a coach for that. It's very weird that you're wearing that shirt.
I'm wearing a Lone Star Soccer Club shirt.
It's a kid's club. You know that, right?
I got no idea, man. It's a nice golf shirt. This collar. This is the best collar I own right here. You see this collar? It's a good-ass collar.
How did you get that shirt?
I don't know. Somebody gave it to me.
He stole it off a kid, obviously.
Exactly.
It's creeping me out, man.
Go. You won a Jason and Deb prize pack. Includes a 12-pack of Bud Light seltzer, shirt, mask, other goodies as well. 512-835-1015. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. I feel like I've been beating you up this week, guys, but I don't know. I kind of feel like that all the time. Beat me, and you're going to score a 12-pack of Bud Light seltzer. Call now. Good luck.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Pete Leander tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Jason, Austin FC knows you're a scalper. They don't want to talk to you. You're going to go see exactly zero games, though. That's probably for the best. Hashtag curse of the dick man. Hashtag Zoil.
Okay, he's going to go to one game.
I'm going to go to several games. I got friends in the season ticket holder family as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to party that bitch out.
And that first game you go to, this new guy, Danny Pereira, is going to tear his ACL.
Oh,
curse
no.
The dick bitch strikes. And yeah.
Don't do that, man.
They're going to be like, sell those tickets, Jason, please.
We have a Jason and Deb prize pack, including a 12-pack of Bud Light seltzer, a shirt, a mask, and other goodies. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant, hi, Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Randy? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, dude.
Hey, you too.
All right, you ready for this?
Let's get a W
on the board for the listeners today. Explosives trivia, Super Mario secrets, and this is for Nemesis Kayla. Tricky sailing words.
Mm-hmm.
No, she said selling.
She said selling, and then somebody yesterday changed it to sailing. And
no, who changed it?
This will be on Twitter.
Oh, all right. Sailing words.
I just want to do pirate stuff.
About
I'm sorry.
Sailing. The seas, the seven seas are.
Oh, tiebreaker question. No, not really. Randy, your choice.
Yeah, come on. Which one do you want?
You know what? Let's try the Mario. I might not be good, but I know Jason might not be it.
All
right. Give that a try.
Jason loves Mario.
Randy, I don't know you. This is a mistake.
Yeah, this is a mistake, probably.
You think so? All
right, it'll be fun.
Number one, in Super Mario Brothers, the Minus World is a glitched area that endlessly loops. What type of level? I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Have I been there?
No.
Why you say it like that?
It's super hard how to do it.
What?
Waterworld?
I only give it to you. It's underwater is what it says in front of me. So that'll work. Yeah. So how do you get there then?
It's in the first first underground level. Instead of going over to the top to get to the warp zone, you have to jump in the right way while facing left and then pushing right, and you go through the bricks before the screen will automatically scroll. Then you go down to the first pipe. It tries to send you to world 2-1, but it glitches and sends you just to minus 1, and it just loops this underwater world until you die.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
They should remove that. That doesn't sound like a good place to be.
No.
I don't like that.
If you then go hack the ROM to let the exit pipe actually function and it led you to the exit and not loop, you can go up to 4 minus worlds.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah.
Number two, in Super Mario Brothers 3, how do you get the warp whistle in the World 1 Fortress? Oh. That's your question. Randy?
Is it... It's in the chest. Is it like what happens? Is it like a tornado?
How do you get to that chest? How do you find the chest that has the warp whistle in it? In the fortress level. Not 1.3. We all know that.
Jesus Christ. This is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got me on that one. Let's go with, you have to go in the clouds. It's, I know it's in the chest, but don't you have to get like three different of the same, like star or flower?
I'm just going to buzz you. I'm going to say no, because what it says in front of me is you fly to the top of the screen and go right to find the secret door.
Yeah, right to the boss, the door to the boss. You fly up to the top and then you go over and then it drops down to the chest. Yeah. You're thinking just how to get the one up at the end of the level, which is a valiant effort.
This is not a good idea. Number three, in Super Mario World, how do you get to the special zone?
You go up in the clouds. It's the Star World.
All right, in front of me it says, by unlocking every hidden exit on Star Road. I'm giving it to him. Yeah, that had some of the words that were in front of me in it.
Star World is really
This is really fun for like eight people listening.
Yeah, I was super high when I made it.
And then the rest are like, what did you just say? I don't know about any of these things. I guess I just played on a basic bitch level of like just playing the games. That was it. Randy got, did we give him two? Yeah, he got two correct. And he chose Super Mario Secrets.
Oh, get it on, man.
I'm about to say cue the song.
Yeah, I must have heard you say Mario something as I was walking out because I was just singing that to myself out in the hallway.
Yeah, I looked up and Jason's doing like this weird dance with his hands in the hallway. Eye contact where he saw me saying it when they got shamed.
Yeah.
But he kept going.
I was doing the song and then I was like, man, this is a banger. I never am standing up when I sing this. I gotta start moving. I gotta start getting my...
So it's got dance moves that comes with it now? All right, let's see how your brain is with these Super Mario things and not just your mouth. Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
In Super Mario Brothers, the Minus World is a glitched area that endlessly loops what type of level?
What? You got two of these, Randy? Well played, my guy. Minus World?
I'll say it again. I'm just reading what's in front of me. In Super Mario Brothers, the Minus World is a glitched area that endlessly loops what type of level?
Okay. Brains plus science plus guessing. I'm going to say castle level?
No, it's underwater.
Okay. Yes, though. I mean, there's that one castle level that is like a loop that you have to go in a certain, go on top, down, up top, bottom, down, top.
Left, right, A, B start.
And it seems like it loops a lot there.
It does.
What does glitched mean?
I explained this already, but you basically have to force your way through the wall into the first warp zone area and go down the pipe before it's actually activated, and then blah, 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 the game gets confused.
I mean, it's a glitch, right?
It's an error in the game?
Yeah, it repeats. It's actually the underwater world from level from World 7-2, but just when you go through the pipe, it just keeps going,
Is that the song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Close enough.
Mm. Water level is not my...
Now I'm triggered with the Sonic drowning music. Ugh.
DJ Dickmouth over there got all the tunes for you today. All right, what have you got for this one? In Super Mario Brothers 3, how do you get the warp whistle in the World 1 Fortress?
At the end of the level, how do you get the warp whistle at the end of the fortress?
I don't know how you guys remember all this stuff.
So level one, you go stand on that white platform and then hold down, and then you can fall behind the scenes and then run behind the scenes. That's how you get it in level one, right? Is that level one? Maybe it's like level two. It's early on. But how do you get it in the what did you say? In the
I'll
fortress?
Read it again.
God dang it, stupid ass brain damage.
In Super Mario Brothers 3.
I have to
3.
Know. I remember I once beat Super Mario Brothers 3 in like 14 minutes, and I had to have got the warp whistle at the fortress in the end of World 1. Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
How do I get it? I feel like it's in the first Super Mario Brothers that you ride the little elevator platform up, and then you jump on top of the thing, and then you run over, and then there's three pipes, and you go to that's the warp zone. But how do you get the warp whistle? In the castle.
This trivia is boring.
I'm going to say that you have to, the same thing. You got to fly up or ride the elevator up to the top of the thing, and then you run along the top of the bricks and fall down into a thing. Final answer.
What it says in front of me, and you tell me if this is right or not, you fly to the top of the screen and go right to find the secret door.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what you said isn't what is written in front of me, but that's...
Did he say word for word what was written in front of you?
He got this one wrong.
Yeah, oh. He got this one wrong. Okay. He got the other two right.
Messed up, Randy. Stupid.
You have the idea. You fly up there. Yeah. I mean, you're clearly thinking of the one.
But he just said also elevator up there.
Oh, that's in Super Mario Bros. 1.
I said fly.
But he said fly.
You said take the elevator or fly up there.
He said fly
up there.
Or take the elevator.
You said both.
I said fly. Why are you busting on me like
you
that?
You said elevator.
I said elevator and fly, all right?
Can you elevator up there?
I said fly.
Can you elevator up there on this level?
Okay. You say fly three times and start Sugar Ray.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the way it works, man.
I don't know. I'm going to leave this one up to the listeners. You get asked at Jason and Dev on Twitter.
Nick tried to give it to me. Nobody is a bigger detractor than you.
It's fine. If Nick wants to give it to you, he wrote the trivia, but I heard elevator.
I'm giving it to you like Tom Brady gives a Make-A-Wish kid a touchdown by letting him run.
It's fine.
Good enough.
I cannot be the director of integrity, respecting the integrity of the game and the contestant at the same time, okay?
I mean, I just didn't hear what was written in front of me, so... Are we really doing this?
Fly. I told you. Fly. Okay.
You're the worst. Number three. In Super Mario World, how do you get to the special zone?
The special zone?
Mm-hmm. The special zone.
I don't know those special zones.
Sounds like to me the kids in Big Mouth have already reached it.
Is that a clue?
No.
Yeah, you just have to.
I like Super Mario World.
Bleep the.
Did I take the special zone? Yeah, I don't know. You got this one, Randy. Good job, buddy. You gotta fly up into the thing and then ride your cape. Remember, Super Mario World was the first one where you could fly up, but then once you run out of fly juice, you grab your cape and then you go blunk,
mm-hmm.
blunk, blunk, blunk. And if you go boonk enough times, then there's a thing you can hit that sends a vine up into the sky. Final answer.
I don't think that was right either, but I'll read you what I see.
Fly, fly, fly.
By unlocking every hidden exit on Star Road.
Yeah, you have to go to Star Road.
Star Road? This is all some nerd culture bull ass. Randy, I guess you win. Hold on one second, buddy.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.